So just to conclude this very interesting section, I'm going to briefly show you how what we've been discussing during the last hour or so fits into the European Union's grand challenges, because we're very mindful in ESAC of the importance of choosing those topics that are going to have direct relevance to the sorts of areas that DG Competition, Vice President and so on, have a deep interest so far as the Commission is concerned and the European Union. That is the first grand challenge, looking after Europe, climate change, the environment and food security. These are some of the topics that we have been addressing in some of the publications over the last 10 years. Keeping the lights on, energy security, looking at legally binding emission targets, the sources of oil and gas, renewable sources of energy, biofuels, and the new generation of nuclear reactors, which is a topic that we're thinking of taking up in the next 12 months with the Joint Research Centre. Care for citizens' health and well-being, of which you've heard quite a lot during the course of the earlier afternoon session and again during the things that we've been speaking about earlier, in relation to the Commission's health strategy for 2008-13, human and animal health policies for infectious diseases, novel and emerging technologies, risk assessment and risk management, critical areas that Lord Mayor has also referred to, the importance of fundamental animal research in this region. And this fourth area which we draw attention to, so this is a leaflet that we've given to all MEPs and all commissioners in the European institutions to draw their attention to some of the topics that we as an organization are involved in, but also especially the holistic approach to policy making, coordinating actions. For example, there turn out to be synergies for policymakers between what scientists are saying about climate change and what the impact those policies that are developed may have on air pollution. There are also conflicts. There are those who are pressing hard for biofuels, but there's then the conflict with food security. And these are areas that, from a scientific point of view, we seek to draw attention to the conflicts that might well arise. Evidence-based policies have been the focus of much of our work. There's much debate about what we mean by evidence-based policies. This is not the time to go into that, but it's a very interesting debate in its own right. And then there's this question of the mobilization of key experts in Europe. So I wanted to just draw it to a close by drawing attention to these grand challenges of which we are very sensitive. But just to conclude, I would like to acknowledge in particular again the excellent contribution from our speakers, thanking them for spending time with us today. It's excellent that you've been able to do that. It's a special from our point of view that you're able to be here. But I'm sure on behalf of all of us, we'd like to thank especially the work of the people who put this together, very much masterminded by Christiana Diehl, who is the executive director of ESAC, with her team in the Leopoldina, Anika and Grit, and Sophie, who's based here at our Brussels office, and Kim, and the support that we've had from the Royal Belgian Academies to be able to be here and to spend time here. And I'm sure we would all join together in thanking them. And then join us, if you would, for dinner, which is on the other side of this building. And I hope you'll find that it's a good time for fruitful conversation. Thank you very much.